First, let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who's in the Okanagan right now. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. You're in beautiful BC touring the wine country, are you not?
Yes, we are. It's been I've been to many places in the world, but I've never been to Kelowna or Soyuz or Oliver, so it's kind of a treat to explore somewhere new. We actually flew to Kelowna, so just like a 40-minute flight, and then we picked up a rental car, and then we drove to a Soyuz. It's just over 2 hours, but you can take a nice break, which we did. We stopped for lunch at the Dirty Laundry Winery. It's really a beautiful winery, has great beer, is renowned for its pizza. And also, you can do a wine tasting there. It's got lovely views of the vineyards as you eat lunch. And then they've just really done great landscaping within the actual restaurant area. So it's a nice place to relax and unwind. And then we, after that, we headed off to where we stay for the time that we're in a Soyuz, which is Spirit Ridge. And this is part of the Unbound Collection by Hyatt. It's a luxury adobe-style resort located on indigenous Okanagan Indian band land. And man, do they ever do a good job of hosting guests at the resort, feeding us, and the opportunity to enjoy some of their wine. And it's actually home to Inkanit, their sellers. They're North America's first indigenous owned winery.
Oh, cool.
And this is where we started our wine and food tasting experience. And one of the delicacies that I really enjoyed with the wine that they gave us was a sausage made exclusively for Inkanit, and it's with buffalo meat from Alberta infused with blueberries. So something of home, but something very unique that you can't get anywhere else. And I just want to, I learned a lot about indigenous cuisine, and some of the key elements are the four food chiefs, so bear, salmon, bitterroot, and Saskatoon berry. So that was kind of interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you can learn a lot about the land and the legends of the Okanagan people at Inkanit Desert Cultural Center. Very interesting. And one of the things that struck me when I'm, you know, just walking around and entering the property is that they have these amazing metal sculptures of warriors in their various poses. It's quite beautiful.
Very nice. Did you have to book your wine tours ahead of time, or are you just going to stop by and say, oh, that looks like an interesting one?
You can do that, but I would say one of the tips I would recommend for our listeners is to book your accommodations, activities, and dining experiences ahead of time where possible. Many of the wineries have different hours for their tasting rooms depending on the time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be sure to check in with them and plan accordingly. They do like to have their guests book their appointments. And saying that, there's dozens and dozens of wineries in Osoyoos and Oliver wine regions. So I would definitely plan to stop at 3 or 4 for a full day of fun. You can do drop-ins, but plan accordingly because you don't want to be zipping all over the place. You kind of want to have a structure. Our wine tastings included going to Checkmate, which is a very classy setting, and part of the ownership that owns Mission Hills. And then we went to Burring Owl, and this was very nice. It was wine tastings here are $5 a person to taste 5 current vintage wines, with proceeds going to the Burring Owl Conservation Society. They do have guest rooms here, and I tried to book in maybe 2-3 months ago, but they were all sold out. And I tried to sneak in to see if I could see a room and ask to see a room, but they're so booked up that they're actually booking a year in advance. So very popular destination.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, enjoy the rest of your time in wine country in BC. Next week, I'll be in Orlando, so we won't be talking to you next week. But the week after, we'll get all caught up.
Perfect. Looking forward to hear about your adventure.